Words for Life today is by Pastor Rob Buckingham of Bayside Church in Cheltenham, here in the southern suburbs of Melbourne.
Romans chapter 6. The title of the message is Nobody Likes to Die. Romans chapter 6. And we're going to read the first 14 verses. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Well, don't you know that all those of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That's what we just sang about. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Makes sense, doesn't it? Dead people don't do the wrong thing. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has the mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. So that's once for all time and once for all people. But the life he lives to God. Verse 11, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin. That's a really important statement there, especially when the old self starts to rise up again. Count yourself dead to sin. I'll say a little bit more about that in a few minutes' time. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness. That word instruments there in the Greek literally means weapons. So don't use the parts of your body as weapons to do the wrong thing. And then he says, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body as instruments of righteousness. In other words, things to do the right thing. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. This is a wonderful passage of Scripture. It talks about baptism, what happens in our baptism. And this is relevant to all of us here tonight, because there are three groups of people sitting in this auditorium or watching this service online. You have either been baptized, or you're going to be baptized tonight, or you should be baptized sometime in the future. That kind of covers all of us. And if you have been baptized or you're going to be baptized tonight, what you have done is acted out what Jesus has done for us, and that is he has died, he's been buried, and he's risen. In a few minutes' time, people are going to get into this tank of water, and they're going to die, they're going to be buried, and they're going to rise again. That's what baptism is all about. But the challenge is, no one wants to die. Or no one likes to die, except maybe a few people. I've talked to a few elderly people over the years. Remember one lady at Bayside many, many years ago. She was in her late 80s, and she loved the Lord with all her heart. And she said to me one day, Rob, I'm ready to go. I want to go home. And about 6 years later, her prayer came true. And I did her funeral, and I shared that story at her funeral. She was ready. She just wanted to go home. My gran was the same. She died when she was 101. When she was 80, I led her to faith in Jesus while we were watching the two Ronnies. Go figure. And, you know, I went and visited her with Christy in England a few years later. She was now in her 90s, and she was living in a nursing home, a very nice nursing home, but a nursing home nonetheless. She used to play bridge every day with the old people. The old people were in their 70s. She was in her 90s. And she called this place God's waiting room. She said, I'm just waiting around to go home, and I don't know why God's left me alive. I want to go home. And a few years later, her prayer came true as well. I've met people that are very, very ill, terminally ill, or, you know, in a lot of pain, and they're looking maybe at death as a way of getting out of their pain and suffering. But for the vast majority of us, we're not looking to die. No one likes to die. And that's why sometimes baptism is a difficult step to take. I've talked to so many people over the years. They're so happy to give their life to Jesus, to surrender their life, to make Jesus their Savior and their Lord. And Jesus comes into their life and forgives them and everything. And then they hear about baptism, and that becomes the sticking point. And I've watched some people, even in our own church family here, take months or even years to make a decision. And finally, you know, and I never pressurize anyone. I don't push anyone and say, you've got to be baptized, because all you do if you do that is make a reluctant person wet. And there's no benefit in that to them or anybody else. I want this to be a conviction that ignites on the inside of you by the Word and the Spirit, and that you come to that point where you know that you know that you know that you need to do this. And if that's you, and even through this service tonight, you think, you know, I'm ready. I'm happy to get you up here and baptize you in what you're wearing right now. You just have to go home wet. Or if you want to book in for the next baptism, do that. We've got, I believe, next one is going to be at the beach in the summer. And let's pray. Because the last 2 years when we've done this in the summer, that day has been winter. On both occasions. So we're believing that won't be the case. For some people, baptism is difficult because no one likes to die, and that's what baptism is about. It's about declaring that the old self is dead. A few months ago, I recommended a book to you in one of my messages, and it was A Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck. Some of you got that book after I recommended it and read it. And I had a number of people who contacted me and said, thank you so much for recommending that. It's been life-changing. A Road Less Traveled, or The Road Less Traveled. Scott Peck wrote that before he became a Christian. And yet the book is full of Christian principles. He's a bit like C.S. Lewis, an atheist who went on a journey looking for truth and found truth in the person of Jesus Christ. And so Scott Peck gave his life to Jesus, but baptism was another thing. Let me read to you what he says about his baptism. My baptism was, in a number of ways, a real kind of death for me, as I supposed it to be. One of the reasons it was a death for me was that by declaring myself a Christian, I was declaring myself not to be a Buddhist, not to be a Jew, not to be Jewish, not to be Hindu, not to be Muslim. And if I was casting disparagement upon traditions that had deeply nurtured me. So that was just one way in which my baptism represented a death, in that I declared myself dead, and regretfully in many ways. Speaking of that, incidentally, nobody likes to die. And so from the time I thought about getting baptized until I was, it was about 3 years. And I used every rationalization in the book to drag my feet. The most effective was that I couldn't decide if I wanted to be baptized as an Eastern Orthodox or a Roman Catholic or an Episcopalian or a Presbyterian or a Church of Christ or Methodist or an American Baptist or Southern Baptist. And that complex denominational decision was obviously going to take me 25 or 30 years of research to figure out. But then I finally realized that baptism is not a denominational celebration. And so when I was drowned on that morning 18 years ago, it was by a North Carolina Methodist minister in the chapel of an Episcopal convent in a deliberately non-denominational celebration. I love the way he writes. And there's a few statements that he makes there. He talks about his baptism as being a death for him, that he used every rationalization in the book to try and find a way not to be baptized. They almost had to drag him kicking and screaming to the point where he would relinquish his will to the will of God. And he talks about his baptism as a drowning. When I was drowned on that morning 18 years ago. Nobody likes to die. It reminds me of that very funny scene in one of my favorite movies, Monty Python's Holy Grail. The bubonic plague had hit England. Hundreds of people were dying. And in one of the scenes, I think it's Eric Idle from memory, is walking through this dusty, dirty old road in an English town, and he's ringing a bell and crying out, "Bring out the dead! Bring out the dead!" And people were bringing out their dead and throwing them onto this cart. And this guy arrives with his elderly father over his shoulder, and he brings him to the cart, and he's about to throw him on the cart, and the old man calls out, "I'm not dead." Eric Idle says, "Here, he says he's not dead." And the guy goes, "Yes, he is." And the old man says, "I'm not. He isn't. Well, he soon will be. He's very ill." "I'm getting better," says the old man. "No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment." "I don't want to go on the cart," this old man says. And he goes, "Oh, don't be such a baby." "I feel fine. I think I'll go for a walk. I feel happy. I feel happy." And then the guy throws him onto the cart. Christy's sitting there going, "That's horrible. It's a movie. It's a comedy." Do you want me to show you my impersonation of Christy watching a comedy? Yeah? Okay, this is Christy watching a comedy. In fact, many, many years ago, and I'll just tell you this quickly, this story's got to be heard again. I haven't shared this for a while. We were at Peter and Kay Kinross's for a barbecue one evening. This is back in the 90s, and some people were there. And we all agreed that we'd go out and get a video. That shows you how old this story is, right? So Peter and I went out to get a video, and the last words from Christy were, "Get a comedy." And I'm thinking, why? Because you'd never get them anyway. So Pete and I got there to the video shop, and there was no good comedies there. And so the movie that he and I wanted to watch was a cowboy and western film called The Last of the Mohicans. Anyone ever seen that? And it gets a bit brutal, you know, toward the end, tomahawks and arrows and stuff like that. And no kidding, about 10 minutes before the end of the movie, this little Irish voice pops up. "I don't think this is very funny." "When does this get funny?" And the answer to the question was then, because we were all laughing. But I share that scene with you from Monty Python's Holy Grail because that is a little bit like what it's like for each and every one of us. Because we've got this old person that has been crucified with Christ, and yet it tries to rise its little ugly head from time to time. And we hear the voice on a fairly regular basis on the inside of us when we want to do the wrong thing in life. And it goes, "I'm not dead yet." And it's at those moments that we need to remind ourselves of what happened at our baptism. I heard a great message many years ago by a Uniting Church minister, and he shared on crawl back under your baptism. You see, your baptism is not just an event. It's something that happens, and then we live in the truth of this for the rest of our lives. I was baptized, my goodness, 30 years ago. And yet on a regular basis, I remind myself, I crawl back under my baptism. You know, "I died then. I died then." And the old man rises up from time to time on the inside of me and goes, "I feel happy. I feel happy." And I say, "Shut up. You were crucified with Christ. You're dead. Now be quiet." And we need to do that. And that's why I shared that story from that movie. Let me finish with a scripture for you. You can write this down. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, where Paul reminds us what happened at our baptism. He said, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." And listen to this statement. "So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Remind yourself of that wonderful truth. Words for